Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If you've been enjoying this podcast and want a super easy way to support it, you can simply find me on YouTube by searching Demon Creep. A subscription is a great help. But if you want to help the longevity of this podcast, my channel offers channel memberships for as low as 99 cents a month. Thank you, and keep enjoying the Demon Creep podcast. Hello, friends. Today's video features a document that you probably shouldn't open. MySins.doc by Deify. I guess you could say I'm a bit of a junker. My office closet is filled with boxes upon boxes of old computer parts. I've been a PC builder since the Windows 95 era, and never let up on my hobby. This allowed me to collect a fairly large stock of spare parts. If I'm ever out and about shopping and see a good deal on an old used PC, I snatch it up immediately. This is what happened to start off a set of events I won't forget anytime soon. In browsing the wares at a local pawn shop, something caught my eye at the end of one particular aisle. I made my way through the 20 to 30 weed whackers that lined each side of the aisleway. Apparently, once winter hit, it was time to pay off a few debts with said items. Once at the end of the aisle, I pushed several items out of the way on the bottom shelf to reveal an old, dirty, beat-up PC tower. It was one of those old, plain Jane white computer towers that was obviously owned by a smoker as it had a yellowish hue to the color. "Well, well, well, what do we have here?" I said to myself in a sarcastic tone. I grinned at the thought of what I could find once I dissected. I brought the dirty tower up to the employee at the register. The item didn't have a price tag, and fighting the urge to ask the employee if this meant it was free, I inquired about how much it was. "How much is this thing going to set me back?" I asked, wiping my hands on my jeans from the gunky case. After a squinty-eyed examination of the item, he looked back up to me. $10, he said in a tone as to not even attempt a bargain. His tone had no effect on me. "Oh, come on," I exclaimed. "Look at this thing, it's disgusting and old. Most likely it doesn't even work. I just wanted to see if I could get a couple working parts out of it." After a few seconds of staring at the tower with his lips puckered to the side, he relented and I made my way home with my new prize. I hastily brought the tower to my office as soon as I arrived home. I quickly grabbed my screwdriver and began opening the side plate. It was disgusting, peering into the now open case. Cobwebs were strewn throughout. A black substance I don't care to know what it was just lying in a dried up puddle at the bottom. I grounded myself on metal and began cleaning the insides with a paper towel. It was not fun. Once cleaned to the best of my ability, I began removing each piece one by one. I scoffed to myself as I removed the video card that was a tiny little board. Today's cards are bulky bricks with no less than 2 fans on them for major gaming. This PC had not been used for years, decades even. In the corner of my office, I had an open PC tower I used to test spare parts. I would never use my newer, updated PC to test old items. Faulty parts could conflict with the other components, and let's not forget about computer viruses. To my disappointment, almost all of the spare parts taken from this old setup didn't work at all, including the motherboard. Only one solitary component proved to be functional: the hard drive. As soon as I plugged it in with my old gray ribbon cable, I fired up the computer. To my delight, it worked. I could see the old DOS prompts scrolling up the screen, including the size of the hard drive. I smirked and shook my head at the 2048 megabytes that it showed me. For context, that's 2 gigabytes, and my newer PC is equipped with 2 terabytes. That is equal to 2,000 gigabytes in comparison. This computer might be older than I first thought. Right here, I have to admit something. One of the reasons I was ecstatic that the hard drive worked was, that's really the only component I get really excited to test. I get a bit of a thrill browsing through old files and pictures. Even music that was probably pirated off of Napster or one of those old peer-to-peer sharing programs. It's almost like peering into the past and looking at how life was back then in their family photos, old games they used to play, and the music of the time. Admittedly, I would find folders full of porn as well. Sometimes I found a side of a certain person that I didn't want to see, judging from the content of their videos. Some people are twisted. My curiosity increased as I hit the hard drive button. The obvious files were shown with all of the Windows folders, my pictures, my music, and the such. I slumped my shoulders in disappointment as I discovered all the files were empty. It was almost as if someone installed Windows, then did nothing. Well, that was worth it, I said to myself as I sat back in my chair. After several seconds of staring at the screen while holding the mouse, I realized there was one folder I hadn't tried. My documents. I double-clicked on the shortcut. It opened the file to show another file. This file was labeled Documents, clearly made by the previous user. I ended up clicking through 3 more subfolders. This was clearly a lazy attempt to hide something, probably their Adult Entertainment folder. As I reached the last folder, I don't know if disappointed is the right word, but I only had one lonely file looking back at me. MySins.doc. A doc is simply a Word file used in a lot of businesses for memos, school reports, and so on. Normally, I would have been a little bummed to not find something a little more exciting, but the title piqued my interest. I opened it. What was presented in front of me was, as you'll discover shortly, kind of a diary, except in list form. Sounds confusing, I know, and trust me, it's equally confusing to describe. Each sentence was quick and to the point of what this person did that particular day. I suppose a log would more accurately describe it, but it was a little more personal. The formatting of this diary was not the most interesting part, though, not in the least. It's what was said, it's what this person did on these particular days and decided to log it here. She made the mistake of dumping me. I had the last laugh when I dumped her back, right into the river. The girl said she wanted some adventure. I took her to the woods, gave her a head start. The hunt was good, but I made my kill. Oh, I hope she liked her adventure. Well, that's your girlfriend? Nobody talks to me like that. I followed them home. She didn't even budge out of her sleep as I slowly pierced his throat. Very slowly. I didn't realize how long it takes for someone to suffocate. I didn't have to kill that jogger. Didn't even plan it, but she was just there. My jaw dropped and my eyes wide open in shock at what I was reading. Could this be a joke? Or could I really be reading the ramblings of a serial killer? I read on. Oh, I killed this one. I kept her for a few days. I would have kept her longer, but I wanted to see how long she could last as I chopped off a few fingers and toes each day. Wasn't as long as I thought, though. This one was an accident. He bumped into me first, but hit his head on the brick wall. I accidentally slammed his head into the same brick wall, repeatedly. The human skull is surprisingly easy to open. I stopped reading. I could tell the murders, the sins of this monster were getting more and more gruesome. I slid my chair back and stood up, putting both my hands on my head to hopefully get more air into my lungs. "What the hell is this?" I murmured to myself as I paced my room. I stood, staring at my computer screen from across the room, wondering if I should resume my reading of this psycho's memoirs. I don't know why, but police came to ask me if I knew anything about a husband and wife's disappearance. Their ineptness showed no bounds as I jokingly told them they were in my basement tied up. They told me not to joke like that. I think the husband will go first. I've always wondered what castration was like. I waited for him by the river. The old man was on the brink of death anyway. I laughed in delight at the irony of me pulling him with his own fishing pole into the river. I gasped in horror. This couldn't be. My grandfather went missing on a fishing trip in 1996. Slim chance, I know, but the idea that this killer could be responsible for my grandfather's death sent me into an extreme frightened state. It took me a full minute to come to my senses. I let out a heavy exhale and continued. Don't ask me why, but I did. The entries went on for page after page. Could this be some sick person just writing out his fantasies, and I'm getting worked up over nothing? This thought filled my mind as I perused more and more of these sick stories. That thought ended up being false. About 5 pages in, this person began pasting photos onto the document. Photos of his victims. I held my hand over my mouth in horror as I saw the gruesome death scenes in front of me. I couldn't take any more. I stood up, ready to head to the police station with the hard drive. Something caught my eye in one of the pictures. It was my house. It was my childhood house in the background. The victim lay bloody and bashed on the ground, but in the distance, through the trees, you could see the distinct second-level patio my dad built. The paneling on the side of the house was exactly the same. The windows were in the same spot. It was definitely my house. I begrudgingly scrolled through more photos, trying not to read the killer's little captions on what happened. I needed to find more evidence that this was happening in my neighborhood. I found it. My elementary school filled the photo. Children were playing. No brutal death scene, just children playing on a playground. I looked at the photo in confusion. The caption on this particular photo chilled me to the bone. Next. This psychopath was contemplating the brutal murder of children. I felt a tear roll down my cheek. I remember the news reports of a spike in child kidnappings one particular year. Could this have been caused by the owner of this hard drive? I have to know, I whispered to myself. Daylight was ending fast. I quickly ran to my car to begin a trip I wasn't sure I should make. Familiarity set in as I arrived in my old neighborhood where my parents still live. I wasn't here for a visit, though. I parked my car on the side of the street and began walking. Walking to the spot I saw my house and the ghastly photo from. As dusk approached, I found it. It was the exact spot I saw in the picture, except no evidence anything had ever happened here. I don't know what I was expecting to find except the trees and now overgrown bushes, but I now knew. I wasn't wrong about the location. As it got darker, I began mindlessly walking around the area. I was contemplating what to do next. Obviously, I had to report to the police, but I needed a moment to recollect my thoughts. I was stopped suddenly at realizing there was something directly in front of me. Covered in overgrown branches was a tiny shack. When I say tiny, I mean this thing could have passed for an outhouse. I looked behind me, realizing I had to walk a lot further than I thought. Civilization was nowhere in sight. I began to walk back from where I came, but My dumb brain kicked in and my curiosity beckoned me to check out the shack. I brushed away several droopy branches that covered the front doors as I clicked on my flashlight. I tried looking through the wood panels of the door to see if I could get a preview of what's inside. As I opened the door, I was greeted with the sight of what I could only describe as a hunter's shack. A large hunting knife laid on a shelf. Two curved meat hooks hung in the corner. I couldn't tell if the discoloration on the blades was from rust or a possible victim's blood. Did I just find the killer's stash? With my jaw dropped, I slowly panned the entirety of the structure. A flicker of light from a small reflective surface caught my eye. I shifted my head back and forth to get another glimpse of what I just saw. As the now developing moonlight hit the surface again, I crouched down. I found it. It was an old, beat-up camera. The tiny lens from the camera offered a reflection of the moon behind me. The old tech of this camera would have been laughable if I was in the mood. I pushed the power button. Nothing. Obviously, there would be no charge to this thing after all this time. I turned the camera over and let out a scoff. AA batteries, I said to myself with a smirk, shaking my head. I quickly set the camera down and began disassembling my flashlight. I was in luck as the camera housed several AA's. I hastily transferred the batteries to the camera and hit the on switch. I was almost, yet again, disappointed as it did nothing. A few seconds passed, and as I moved to open the battery compartment again, the tiny LED screen on the camera flicked to life. It was working. After a quick browse of the operating system on this ancient camera, I was able to find the photo gallery. I remember backing up into one of those shells, as what was displayed on the tiny screen in front of me was more death. More and more pictures similar to what I found in that doc file. Everything connected. I grabbed my powered down flashlight and began running. Moonlight was the only thing that lit my path as I ran. It felt like forever before I finally made it back to the scene of the murder by my house. I quickly jumped in my car and made my way to my parents' house. I screeched to a halt in their driveway. I jumped out of my car with the engine still running. I began pounding on my parents' door.
"Hold on!"
I heard my dad's voice yell from the other side. I began calming down as my dad slowly opened the door.
"Dad, Dad, I have something to show you. Something I found,"
I yelped, catching my breath. My dad looked down at my hands and gazed towards the old camera I was holding. A toothy grin came across his face as he said,
"Wow, I haven't seen that thing in years."
If you folks enjoyed the story, please consider sharing it with the entire world. Again, thank you to DFI for letting me read your story. And with that, I will see you all in the next one.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.